I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes. I see a line of cars and they're all painted black. With flowers and my love both never to come back. I see people turn their heads and quickly look away. Like a newborn baby, it just happens every day. I look inside myself and see my heart is black. I see my red door, I must have it painted black. Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black. No more will my green seagull turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you. If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes. I want to see it painted, painted, painted black, black as night, black as coal. I want to see it some lighted out from the sky. Want to see it painted, 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 painted black, yeah.
Hey man, how you doing?
How are you, dear?
Love, I heard that Mom was yelling at you yesterday, and she was so mean to you. Mom was aggressive to you and cruel in the car, and that she made you cry.
She made me cry? No. What are you talking about?
She said I had to talk to you today because she yelled at you yesterday a lot.
Well, I started to talk, and she said she had a headache, and I stopped.
Oh, she said you were talking the entire time and that she yelled at you.
What, honey?
She yelled profusely after you spoke the entire time, and she lost herself on you, and she feels so bad. She's been so upset about it today, thinking of you being upset about her being upset at you.
No, don't worry, sweetheart. Everything's fine.
Oh.
She didn't feel good, and I was talking, and she was wanted to rest, and she, I said, will you tell me that? Oh, and they had the radio playing. It was a little noisy, I must say, because I was talking, he had the radio, and then we were quiet after she told me. That's all. I wasn't crying.
Okay.
How are you, my darling? How was the trip back?
It was pretty nice, actually. Empty bus.
The bus wasn't crowded.
Empty bus. Maybe 10 people.
10 people in the whole bus?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the weather kept the people back.
Now, everyone went out but did different things, I guess. People tried to avoid public transportation as much as humanly possible. My boss was in a meeting with all of us today, and my boss said, "Alex can do it. Alex is amazing. Let me tell you about Alex. He spoke to PhD scientists from MIT and Harvard. Alex spoke to all of these people, and he can handle himself so wonderfully. We need to give Alex all of our clients." That's what he said today.
It's a very nice compliment, Tony.
Thanks, love. I was pretty happy as well. A lot of people were very surprised he said that, because I came a long way from them thinking in the beginning they would have to fire me if I wouldn't get my act together, to now them praising me as their best player. So,
wonderful. God bless you.
It's an incredible set of circumstances. And I've also been talking to another company called Barstool Sports, and they're interested in purchasing all of the recordings that I have. But they said, "Give it a few years, kid, and then we'll talk." Dave Portnoy himself said it.
You told him about your shorts?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Well, also, I do a comedy broadcast. I tell jokes.
Holy cow, you're so talented.
I know. I love you so much. I love you. I wish we were all together and we could just relax and watch good movies and eat McDonald's. It's over now. It's funny. It hasn't hit you yet, because now you didn't realize it was that bad when it started, but now it's almost over and it's hitting in how bad it is. It's actually, coronavirus will be over in a month's time. I guarantee it. My boss said the same thing to us. He said, "Everyone's back in a month. Stores are open. Shops ready. We're back to work, boys." No, he said it to us. Harrison might lose his job, but my company is back to business in a month. I hope Harrison doesn't. I really hope he doesn't. It's his dream job. It's all he could give a shit about. He makes $250,000 working for the premier bank in the Americas and some of South America. And he is phenomenal at his job. A Cornell graduate, everything he's worked for and tried.
Who are you talking about? Your poor brother?
Yep. He's not poor. He has an amazing job. He's a real estate analyst at the largest bank internationally in the world. Chico.
He's looking into other things?
No. He'll have to do something similar if he gets offed.
He'll stay with the same bank.
Unless they fire him.
God forbid. Oh, this is what he told you?
Yeah.
Alex?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very nice to hear.
I love you so much. What did you do today?
I hung around the house. Where am I going to go? Everything is closed.
I know, it's depressing, ain't it?
What am I going to do? I didn't even go out on the porch today.
Why?
You know, it's funny.
It was a gorgeous day out there, Mommy.
Last night, you know what time we got home, honey?
11 o'clock.
11:30.
Knew it. I didn't even know, I guess.
Yeah. Anyway, Mommy, has to go through her whole working scheme before she leaves. And it took a while.
She's crazy. You're saying she would not leave until she did her job. She had to go through schedule.
She used to do that all the time to us, and it would take... Well, I'll tell you the truth, honey. There's nothing worse than walking into your house. You have to be in
and having to do work.
And if it's messed up,
and having to do work.
It can be very disappointing.
That's a really good point. You know, I never thought of it from her perspective like that. That she could have a bomb explode with her work, and she could have to be upstairs for 5 hours until 5 a.m. just so the girls who come in the next morning on Tuesday have all of their work ready to do. That's a horrible thought. I can't wait till she's just done with it all.
And me too.
Love
but, you. You know, she said she's trying to get the money that's coming to her from the insurance companies.
Yeah.
You know, and she's not going to bother with them. She wants to get her money that's coming to her. And that's the worst thing for the poor thing. I know, it's not easy, believe me.
She stresses too much.
Yeah, she told you about it.
She stresses too much about things that are sure things, that she's focused on things that are going to be okay, or that, no, she gets too hung up on ideas of things that if something isn't quite exactly the way she wanted it, then she'll freak out, and she's been that way since the concussion, so I hope that she's okay.
Yeah, she'll be fine. I'm glad, look, you boys never were able to work or clean that place up.
She didn't want me to.
She never
wanted me to.
And you saw what Joe did all day long. He was out there cleaning that porch the day before his daughter came. He washed and he scrubbed.
That's crazy.
And I
what that's so nice. I should have thanked him for that. That was really nice.
Pardon me?
Really nice of him to do. I should have thanked him.
He worked out there vigorously to remove the stains or the wood warped or the wood was dirty. He scrubbed it with a brush and then put the hose on it. And he was still rubbing and scrubbing. I'm telling you, he worked like a dog the day before.
Wow.
The daughter came, he did it. And you pay somebody.
She was mad. She was very mad, Mom. Mom and Joe were mad that the boy didn't come. Very,
what?
Very mad indeed. The boy did not come with her, with the girl.
The daughter, you mean?
Yeah, that he didn't come also. Joe, I don't know if they said, he probably did not want to say in front of you, but Joe was crying about it. So.
Why?
Because Anthony didn't want to hang out with him. So he was like crying behind the scenes. It sucks.
Who didn't want to hang out?
Anthony.
Anthony had to work.
No, Mom said to me secretly it was a lie. So.
I don't believe it. He was working.
No, Mom said it's a lie. And I said, yeah, that is a lie. I knew it too.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, maybe he figured he didn't want to waste his day there.
Yeah, I said that too. I said he's playing golf with his friends. It's not a personal thing. But to Joe, Anthony is his best friend. Joe looks at Anthony as a best friend. So when Anthony bailed on him, Joe got and didn't... He didn't text Joe anything. So that's why he was upset.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Anyway, everything went smooth with the girl. I mean, she came. She's a very nice person, you know.
Yeah, they said good reviews about me, so I'm all clear. So, we're chilling. They said I was good with the baby and they didn't have to get worried. She said I was, she was worried at first that there might be an issue with me and the baby. But she doesn't even know any of the bad stuff I did. She thought just in general she was concerned about the baby's, the child's safety being
Joe
in my
told
presence.
He thanked you. He forgot to thank you. He said, for taking on the baby like you did.
Yeah, I know. And at first they were extreme. He's a crazy kid. Did you know he?
Say that to Joe,
did you know? I can't. I know.
Very active kid.
No, he punched.
Everything
he punched. He punched mom in the face. He punched mom in the face on Christmas.
And he broke it. He broke it.
He punched mom in the face on Christmas.
What?
He punched mom in the face on Christmas.
I don't know.
He punched her.
He punched her?
Yes. Ask her.
Yes, the day they were there?
Christmas.
Or last time?
Christmas.
Christmas?
Yeah.
He's a very active kid.
Do you remember he took out the glasses and he tried to smash Mom's glasses?
If we weren't there,
they would be in pieces.
He went and threw them up.
He took every single thing he took. He threw it 10 feet as hard as he could. And he's 4 years old, so he has a fully formed body to break anything that he chooses. And he was trying to break everything, too. Now, she has horrible control over that kid.
He's a very active kid. I don't know how the grandmother handles.
Yeah, she's not that good at controlling him, because doesn't she know that he breaks things?
Huh?
Doesn't she know that he breaks things?
I don't know what's his.
He tried to break everything in the house. We would have had we would have had nothing left if
he has to be watched. Oh, and that girl is so calm and sweet.
Yeah, she's so chill. Like, she doesn't do anything.
Anyway, how are you doing? More important, I'm glad you get a nice compliment today.
Yeah.
That makes you feel good.
It really did. I didn't think it would make me feel so good, but it totally boosted my spirits. So I'm pretty happy about that, honestly.
Good. And you got more work to do?
No.
When are you going to get that?
A couple days.
Good. But take it easy.
Okay.
Do some nice cleanup, okay?
Okay.
You promise me?
No. Love you. Love you so much. I'll clean up.
I love you too.
I know.
And
always.
It was nice having
Never.
You. I
yeah,
like
it was awesome.
Even though we didn't do much of anything.
Yeah, we didn't do anything, but we made the best of it.
You in the house.
Yeah, it was really nice after all this time. You appreciate people when you don't see them for so long.
That's right.
All right. I'll see you later, Smarty.
Take care of yourself.
All right, Guido.
Keep getting compliments.
Thanks,
That's
player.
Wonderful.
I'll tell them to compliment you because you're the one who taught me. Bye, Smarto. See you, Fatso.
Okay. Just watch yourself and be careful, honey.
Hi, homie. That's what I'm saying, homie.
This
secret.
Is gonna be over. I have no idea. Nobody knows. They're
only
opening more places
those.
Now in New York State.
Yeah.
You're not up at that, John, but you don't see him early in the morning, like about 11 o'clock?
No, I don't have cable. I don't have TV. I don't have TV.
You don't have it at all?
I could get it on
you have it on your TV.
Phone. On the phone I get him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't watch him though. It feels like such a.
I
love him, but I have work to do. I watch Trump because you can make fun of Trump. But Cuomo, I trust Cuomo's doing the right job, and we know he's doing it good. So yeah, if I didn't work, I would definitely watch. He's really cool.
He has his daughter on today.
How old is she?
About 23 or so.
Andrew or Chris?
Andrew.
So not the one that Mom saw, because the other one has a daughter who's 20.
Yeah, but she's younger.
This one?
Chris's
daughter's younger because he's the younger brother.
Chris is younger. Younger.
We're talking about them like they're our cousins.
I know. I know. Joe told me that they have a gorgeous place.
Yeah,
there
I know.
Family,
yeah, I heard so.
And he said they're not poor.
What's obviously,
the houses.
Obviously,
there,
I know Joe has good stories.
Do you remember seeing him?
I never saw that guy. I never. No. I wasn't there that time.
Yeah, I was there.
Oh, you were there when you saw Chris?
Christy, no, with Gloria.
No, they saw Chris Cuomo. They ate pizza with him. They had a dinner with him.
Who?
Mom and Joe had dinner with Chris Cuomo.
Oh,
What are you talking?
With who?
Chris Cuomo.
No.
Yes? They were getting
They saw him in a restaurant.
Yeah, they were getting pizza, and they all ate pizza together.
Yeah.
They were all standing up eating pizza, like 4 feet apart.
No, they ran in quickly to pick it up.
Oh, right. He grabbed the food, and he didn't want people to look at him.
Yeah, because he came in with his younger daughter.
I know.
But that was a long time ago.
It was last year. If they stayed longer, I would have asked mom to slip the daughter my number, but then he would have said, watch who you talk to like that, young man. Go watch your own ass and don't be near mine. He's a tough guy.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding.
Don't be like that.
Don't
listen,
be.
Baby, take
love
it
you.
Do the right thing.
Okay.
Follow the rules.
Yeah.
Be well and call your brother. No.
Sometime or another. I'm ordering McDonald's, so I'll let you know how it is.
Okay, Joe.
Okay, love.
Take
Ciao,
care.
Ciao, Bella.
Bye-bye now.
Benvenuto. Ciao, ragazzi. Vien molto bella. Bruzzo. Arrivederci.
Okay,
buoni anni.
You.
Buonanotte.
Love you.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, amici.
Such a plunder, I think that it makes me wonder why he even brought the thunder. Why he even brought the thunder. I wonder what my noni would know if she found out that I got fired from my job. Oh. Embarrassing, ain't it?
Anything else?
You used to laugh about
they're saying that, but it's weird how there are a lot of people that won't just say that. They could be disrespected 99 times, and then it'll take that one time to push them over the edge where they'll actually have to say, I don't stand for that. Don't text. Stop texting me.
What?
You feel that, though? Like how some people always stand up for themselves all the time, then you have, like, a lot of people that are more, like, passive?
Well, I would, yeah.
So sad. That's how people get fucked over their entire life by Lenny.
Typically, those people are usually losers.
but it's like Sherrod, like Ian is.
Bro, everything Sherrod says is retarded. Like, let's be real. Like, I don't
know
a word that comes out of his mouth.
Really? I think he's been pretty truthful, actually. Like he's been able to confirm some smashes, like pictures and texts and stuff.
I don't know. I just don't like. Him talking such a big game, like
I think he had the video.
Like, bro,
the video
like,
getting
what saying, if we go to a bar right now, you're not gonna talk that big
no
game.
One.
If you're a pussy, you're not gonna talk to anyone.
No one. Yeah, it's so
you
true.
Talk big hype game. If you're only fucking these girls like once in a while, and like, yeah, maybe you got some fucks, but who cares? If you're a little pussy in the heart.
Some like blackout brown chick with like a mad like.
And the only reason you fuck that is because you have a crew of Indian guys that are.
Well, because he was in the frat in
yeah,
college.
That's the only reason, because you, no matter what, you would always be a shy little kid like he is wrong.
Yeah, Milano responds to that. He says, talk to you in a week, bud. Because I would usually wait a week when I would find out he would rob me and like not respond to him for a week. So he thinks like that's going to happen this time. So lame.
Let's see,
you're like, what can we do here?
You should say something like, joke's on you. You're a loser. Nah, honestly, he might kill you, though. He might, like, be threatened.
Yeah, yo, he might, like, shoot up my mom's boyfriend or something who he hates. Like,
just be like,
it's
like
crazy revenge. Yo, he has a lot of dirt on me. I don't know how far I should take that.
Why do you give him that dirt?
Just from knowing me for 2 years, yo.
Nah, bro.
Yo, you lived during the dirt.
Tell him your deepest, darkest shit and the most gross shit you do. 100% you do that.
Of course.
Because you like to laugh with someone about it. Like, oh,
yeah.
I did this. I'm retarded. I'm so funny.
Right.
So don't come with F because he's known me for 2 years. People know some people for 2 years and still don't have that much dirt on them.
Nah, most people
never.
Because
your personality.
Yeah, my personality is so fucking. I gotta change that.
You just did it again where you try to make excuses and like bullshit. For saying why he has excuses on you. Why he has dirt on you. Oh, because he's known me for 2 years. That's why he has the dirt on me. No, it's because I'm telling him everything I do.
Meanwhile, no one else who knows someone for 2 years has that type of deets.
No! And it's like, it's so dumb for you to keep making those excuses. It makes me want to punch you in the mouth and say, don't say that a fucking again.
It's so true.
And you keep doing it, and you're like, nah, bro, but I don't do it anymore. And it's like, okay, I doubt it. That's why I doubt when you say, like, no, bro, I'm not talkative like that with girls. I'm not like that. 100%.
You're like, are you sure about that?
Yeah,
like, exactly. It's like you go to a math teacher, you're like, I swear, I did this formula right, I should get 100. Just, are you sure about that? He shows your notes, you have, like, sloppy-ass notes with, like, the wrong formulas.
Bro, it's literally every patient lies. Not saying you're a patient or anything, but I'm just saying it's just, like, the concept of, like, never believing right away. You gotta prove it.
Yo, that hot sauce, though. Getting those,
yo, hot sauce
those fire macronutrients. What are you eating, boy?
Egg sandwich.
Egg sandwich?
Yeah.
And you know, lean. Do you eat two meals? Do you eat 2 meals a day or 3? Like this is breakfast?
3. I'll have it. Another meal and then right before bed.
That's
like a small meal.
Like snack before bed.
No, like it's like food, but like not an intensive, massive meal.
Do you still work?
You know, like it's not like cooking.
Yeah.
It's like actual food,
okay,
but not
like
much.
Maybe like a chicken breast or pasta?
Yeah, ground turkey. A little bit right.
Yeah, that's insane how healthy you eat. Do you, like, that's what my brother does, and, like, people...
Yeah, your brother cooks a lot, I feel like.
He cooks every day with him and his girlfriend, and I do the opposite of that. He just... Yo, I feel like you're becoming, like, that type of, like, adult that my brother became, and it's not like you're becoming like my brother. Normal fucking people who don't eat, like...
Bro, you're a 25-year-old with an 18-year-old mindset.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yo, that was why chilling with Milano was so comfortable. Like, he would talk shit, but, like, he wouldn't judge because he wasn't really doing anything better.
Exactly. And that's why you felt comfort in doing that.
Yeah, it felt mad comfortable.
Because you always thought, like, yeah, he might talk shit. He knows all my shit, but look at him.
Yeah. Wait, so what do you mean by every patient lies? Like, now, it's crazy you've been trained in this clinician way that... You can spot things that you weren't attuned to.
Nah, is this like, for example...
Well, you know me, so... You know
for example, yeah, I do know you, but I'm saying, for example, like, if you ever suspect, like, some symptoms of, like, for, like, they have a possible STI or a sexually transmitted infection or something, you asking them and them telling you they're not having sex, you never believe that. Even though they just told you and confirmed that they're not having sex, you never believe it. Sometimes you can find someone has HIV and they admit that they were having sex. Meanwhile, they did or whatever.
It's amazing that people lie to their doctor. Like, I'm paying...
So much. You never believe, honestly. A lot of times. You only believe if it's, like, not too... Like, if it's not those, like, little, like... Things like personal history and sexual history or, like, things you don't believe. Alcohol.
So, basically, people are lying anywhere between 20% to 80% of the shit that comes out of their mouth. And you have to determine how much is accurate and what's, like... good data to go by, and then what you have to extrapolate from the inconsistencies and the fucking circular lies that you catch them in.
Yeah, bro, something like that.
Does everyone get trained to do that? Is that just the...
obviously, everyone does.
But what if you're like a skin doctor? That sounds more like a psychologist.
Bro, every doctor gets trained into becoming a doctor first, and they specialize.
So was there like a whole semester on like the psychology of like dealing with patients and the bedside now?
Just like, it's all incorporated together. Obviously,
it's just always tough.
I showed you the stuff you have to know about psych.
A little bit.
Bro, I know about ADHD, most likely diagnosed before 12. It's they can't concentrate. It's kids in school that are like always like breaking up their attention in class. They're having like they're still normal intelligence, but they're breaking up your attention. They're gonna have problems at home, problems in school, in more than one setting. They're gonna have normal intelligence. You have to know how to treat it. You have to know how long those symptoms before to diagnose it. You see 6 months or more. Tourette's. You get the old
Chris O'Donnell.
That shit. OCD and ADHD, actually. It's associated with that. You need it for at least a year to send those any kind of
turns. That makes sense because it's like compulsive to have to do that, and it's like you're agitated and inflamed.
You have to know all about schizo. Like, I know schizo pretty well and shit. Like,
it must be super interesting.
Schizophrenia is a
right. Well, it's correlated. It's saying, not like exactly cause.
Well, I never said it caused.
Associate. Yeah.
That's what I said. So watch out, buddy.
Yeah, fucking doctor. Well, yo, I know stuff from listening to podcasts too. Very overview.
Yeah,
in
but
generalized
a lot of times,
terms.
Like, depending on who it is, the source. I never believe any sources either. Like,
oh no, I listened to like neuroscientists. I listened to people with degrees.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, like the huge thing we have to do also is source check. Like, you can find something on the internet, but you have to make sure. That's why doctors only go on up to date and different things like that, first aid, like the things we use. I'm not saying what you're learning is false or not. I'm just saying like a lot of things out there is false news, which you probably know just looking at news reports and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I hate people. My mom does that a lot, where she like looks at the
article, so
and
mine.
Like the Holy Grail. And I'm like, Mom, are you kidding me? Sometimes my mom says that she has like liver problems, meanwhile all her exams are normal and shit, and like her blood work, and then she's like drinking all these like minerals and vitamins and shit. And I'm like, Mom, you're telling me you know more than a doctor that spends like 12 years in school.
Did she like read it?
Because you read something online
on like Facebook.
Like, no, you don't know. Doctors don't know everything. And I'm like,
yo, that must make you so mad.
I'm like, they don't know everything, but they know a shit ton more than what you know.
Yo, because you may have believed that too if you didn't take this road and you see what doctors have to go through, the amount that they have to know. So you're like, I'm pretty sure these people are going to have a better clue as to things than someone who writes for an article where they're paid to be a writer and they never sat in a biology class in their entire fucking life.
Cool. I'm so fucking weird, guys. Just put up with me for the time being for chapter 3, please.
No one ever had to step up, so.
Correct. And there's never been a pandemic in 100 years.
Yeah. You speak really well about this. You speak better than 100% of, like, the CNN people. They think they know so much. And then the science people they get on. Like, you really articulate it really well. So it clears it up for me.
I'm more than happy to help you explain how you can go to your mom's house.
If you feel
it will help you use less heroin.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Because I want to see my dog.
First off, are there any symptoms you have for the virus?
Honestly, no. I've felt pretty much healthier the past month, and I've really felt in a lot of other months in the winter time. So, I don't... I mean, there's always, like, a constant runny nose. So...
Yeah, we're looking for fever.
No.
Cough.
No.
Diarrhea, fatigue.
Yeah, none of that.
So, how do you normally get to your mom's house on Long Island? Do you take the railroad?
I would have taken the train. Never now. I would Uber now.
Okay, so if you Uber there, does your mom drive?
Yeah. She said she would come get me if I needed, but she also is kind of scared and wants to, like, social distance from me.
Well, if your mom doesn't have it, I would say that's the safest way for you to get home, would be if your mom came and picked you up.
Yeah.
If you take an Uber, you got to remember that multiple people have been in that car.
Right.
And you could catch the virus that way. But if your mom doesn't have any symptoms, and your mom hasn't used the car in, like, I don't know, how often does your mom use the car?
Like every day, every other day.
She does? She works at a hospital, right?
No, her job is from her home, but she's literally always driving somewhere. If it's not to get pet supplies, it's to, like, do banking or mailing for her company. She's kind of like the all-purpose personnel of her own company. But also she shares a car with her boyfriend now, and they live together, so... They have this car together, so it's being driven, like, every day.
How do you get along with her boyfriend?
That's about 5 more sessions worth of discussion. Because it's been a rocky road. She didn't have anyone until I went to college. Then, like, I came back, and then he was, like, in the picture. And then, like, he's a little bit difficult to deal with, even though, like, he's very personable and can be nice and funny. He definitely has a little bit of an anger streak, and he was, like, expecting me to be his best friend at first when we met when I was, like, 18, just coming back from college. So even though I was polite to him, I didn't completely, like, accept him in open arms. And it would be little things, like, he would be sleeping over and have Fox News on really loud at, like, 8 in the morning. So I would say, can you shut that off? I don't want to listen to that in the morning. And it was little stuff like that that he took as, like, signs of major disrespect. And then they ended up breaking up, like, a year later, and he blamed it, like, on me and my brother, and then it was just a series of, like, them getting back and breaking up. But at this point, me and him get along pretty well together. We're pretty cool. We talk about, like, businessy things. He's very concerned about me. Like, he knows about, like, stuff that happened to me, so he, like, wants to do a lot. He genuinely cares about me. But we definitely butt heads in the past, even as recent as it was like 5 months ago. There was like an incident Thanksgiving, but like I would say we have like a good 360 days for every bad 5 days.
Is he aware? Are him and your mom aware that you're using heroin?
They don't know right now. They think I quit. Yeah.
Okay. You told them that you quit.
I told them I quit after that overdose thing, which is when they kind of found out I was doing it. So the fact that I will use like a tenth of a bag a day, it's been kind of easy to keep a secret. If every time I see them, I'm pretty much sober and seem okay enough. So yeah, it's something I'm looking to minimize, definitely.
And you think being around them will help?
Well, yeah, I don't do drugs, like, when I'm, like, I'll smoke weed if I meet up with friends, but all of my friends are, at this point, completely sober. The last, even though they were all the ones who introduced me to it and did it 5 million times worse than I ever did, I'm the last one to kind of still be using it, but when I'm home, I don't, like, take heroin with me, so, like, if I go on a trip back there, so if I'm there for 3 days, it's definitely, feels really good. I'm not smoking, I'm not really drinking or anything, so it definitely clears my mind. I really love playing with my dog and just having, like, lunch with my mom and stuff.
Okay. What about physical withdrawal? What do you feel when you don't use?
Really nothing. It's, like, almost too small of a quantity to develop that dependence.
What about the days you don't use? What's going on those days?
It's usually just, like, in between days. Honestly, it's, like, kind of an equation, like, amount of stress compounded by, like, what I'm feeling at the time. So on the low-stress days, weekends, vacations and stuff, that's when it's really easy for me not to have to use. It doesn't really feel like I'm using it to cope with some type of emotional deficit, or at least I don't think so. It's honestly kind of helped me cope with stress a lot, which I guess that's an emotional issue, but that's what I've been using it for.
Was there ever a way before you coped with stress without using drugs?
Well, it was really, like, the weed and then the drinking before that. I remember even since, like, 11th grade, I was, like, depressed over this girl, or I wanted to hang out with her, and I had anxiety, so I chugged this, like, water bottle of vodka, and then, like, I went to go hang out with this girl and her friends, and, like, I felt, like, better doing that. Or at least for the time being. Yeah, definitely dependencies on that as early as, like, 10th grade.
There was another big thing that happened to you in high school around that time, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I had a family member actually diagnosed a little after my dad passed that his cousin saw me the following summer at a family party. It was like Passover. And she saw me go to the drink, and this was one of my earliest experiences with alcohol. But I thought it was cool that now I'm in high school, and there's alcohol at the table, and no one's saying I can't do it. So I just go for it, and I start, like, pouring the vodka, like, a lot. And she's a social worker, so she comes up to me, and she gives me, like, the most serious look. This is my dad's cousin.
Chapter 4.
Like, I can't answer his text at this moment because he was a very bad dog to me. And I'm like, you hurt me and my family's feelings so much, and you called me out in a way you didn't have to. Ryan, I wasn't expecting you to do that level of harm. You never acted like that with my mom in the past. Just fucking being nice and stuff. You never did it in the past. You're doing it now. I don't know how I could forgive you.
Yeah.
Right? That may not be clear enough, but...
That's what she said?
No, I didn't say a word to him yet. So you think that's a good text to send him in response to what he's saying? Yeah. I think I gotta give him more time, though. You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
What would you do if... Well, you probably wouldn't three-way him in with your mom, and you also don't record people, so... What if he got arrested, Tri, and then he found God and found that dealing wasn't the right way, and then he saw your mom or whatever, told her you were dealing still while you were dealing. You probably would never fucking talk to him again. This is obviously isn't as bad as stealing, but as dealing.
It's a completely different situation, but yeah.
It's a little different, yeah. One thing, jail is fucking, yo, Corona would hate that example. Jail is fucking involved, you fucking dumbass. You think?
Yeah. Some people who got like arrested and shit, like, they must have walked the fuck out right now. Just like, they don't have to go to court and shit.
Yo, people got released. They released like half the prisons. If like the non-violent people are like right. All been gotten home. Even violent people have murdered.
I feel like some people got off really well in this. Like, I don't know.
Like homeless people? Homeless people didn't get anything, yo. They don't pay tax. They don't have addresses. They didn't get anything.
Yeah.
Alright, so homeless people for sure got the worst. Homeless people got 3 meals a day. New York City gave 3 meals a day to the homeless. It's worth like $30.
So you have to rip getting Corona and shit.
The people giving it to the homeless.
I mean, they're all in, like, tight, packed areas.
Well, all the homeless people have Corona. But they're fucked. Fuck the homeless. All right, people who didn't work that much or made little money that don't have to work got it the best. And then the people who work in supermarkets and shit and maybe healthcare people who don't make that much money or anyone who's exposed to Corona... but is working mad hours to either save Corona or to make, like, support for Corona. They're all getting fucked. And they don't get any stimulus money because they're not poor.
If you're an EMT on a salary, you're fucked.
EMTs make 12 an hour, don't they?
Dude, it's like 18 or 17.
And they're probably not making that much overtime. They're emergency workers. They probably work 4 days a week. They probably work, like, 36 hours all nighttime. So you don't make any overtime when you work like 3 or 4 days. They work very little days and just a shitload of hours when they do it. So like 36 hours total, bro, they're probably walking away at the end of this year with like $19,000 all said and done after the taxes.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
That's so sad. $19,000, yo? And if you live in Manhattan, unless you live in the most dangerous tenement, sharing a room with someone, which ends up being like 500. I think it's either 500. No, it's like 800 a month, bro, to share a closet in the ghetto of Harlem and Brooklyn. But if you
they make like 30,000 a year. It tops at like 48,000.
No, but 30 after taxes ends up being like 22.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And so their rent is probably like 12K if they're not in like the absolute ghetto, which they probably have to be. Yo, and think of an EMT, yo. Like, I don't know how many car accidents they get into. They may get in no car accidents, but like, I would think they get in like a good amount. And like, some of those EMT people are fucking risking their life. Do you see how fast they go through like Manhattan traffic and Queens and Suffolk? Well, Suffolk they probably don't get into accidents, but they probably like die of other things from like having to go long distances speeding like 90 miles an hour. They probably kill a shitload of deer and maybe people. No, there's deer in Suffolk.
I know. A lot of times.
No, my mom like believes in animals and shit. Like, she doesn't like to see those get harmed. So. I know deer aren't the same as people. People are fucked. Like, the poor people might be making more money, I think, in some cases, but like the economy is so fucked from this. Your dad, my mom's business. Cause my mom's business is all in the schools.
So she can't do anything. No.
She doesn't have any clients.
Because
it's all contracts with Catholic high schools and elementary schools.
Yo, could she collect unemployment?
She's getting a loan. Small business loan. No, I don't think she could collect unemployment. I have no idea, dude. Yeah, I'll ask her. That might help, actually, to do it. I'll ask her, yeah. Okay. I gotta, like, work. I do, like, 4 hours of work a day, but, like, I tell them I work all day. Because, like, I just make it, like, a productive hour. But, like, it's so insane. It's, like, business as usual in my company. And they're thinking of just not, like, paying rent anymore. For, like, 25 mil a rent... For Manhattan office is what my job will do. A year. They're thinking of not having us return back to work.
My mom's law firm, what she works for, in the Chrysler building. It's fucking mad money. They're trying to.
I didn't realize your mom commuted to the city every day, though. Wow.
No, it's 2 days a week. Monday and Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, city's insane. So hers is in the Chrysler building. Wait, are they canceling their office too? Like, permanently?
They were planning on moving to a different building.
Anyway. Yo, because the rent there is probably $50 million, depending on the size.
It's crazy.
Anywhere from 10 to 50 mil. Yeah, because it's Midtown Manhattan. Shit happens there. How does she like being home?
It's better, honestly.
Yeah, yo.
Secretary, she does everything on her laptop, and she has less work than
usual. So much easier. Less stressful not having to get up and go into the city. Yeah, I can't wait to move back to Great Neck, yo. Like, I may want to look for like some way of either doing remote or just from Great Neck or from like Long Island working.
My brother's going to Delaware for the fall. But he's can't look for a place right now with his corona shit.
Wait, so but he's able to do it still. Wait. Oh, he's working full time because he's out of school.
No, he's going for his doctorate.
Holy shit, dude. Wait. I haven't heard about your brother's program in a while. So does he have a full ride to a doctor?
Yeah, with
oh my like god, that's insane.
Stipend a month, so they're paying everything. But he has to
wait. They're paying everything, and they pay him.
Yeah.
Does he have to intern somewhere? Yeah.
He has to be a teacher's assistant.
Okay. Is he going into teaching, or is he going into like in engineering?
He's mechanical engineer.
Wow. So he's going to work for, like, a Lockheed Martin or an IBM?
He's been working... It's been 5 years since he started college, but he took 6 months to do an internship. So graduated this past December. So these past 6 months, he's been working with one of the professors at Hofstra.
How early did he graduate? He graduated 6 months early or a year early?
He graduated 6 months late because he did the internship.
Okay, yeah.
He wasn't able to do school.
I thought I was confusing him and Ashley Vincenti's grade. Yeah.
Yeah. So now he has to. I think they paid for 4 years, and were they paid for 5 years? I don't remember, something like that.
Yeah, bro. My brother, I was thinking last night, is an Ivy League student. Maybe he's not as smart now as he used to be. I'm kidding. He's still pretty smart. But your brother is an accredited PhD engineering, like structural engineer, mechanical engineer. What the fuck happened with us? What could possibly happen? Because I feel like Milano and like his... Milano and his brother have two separate parents, and they seem, like, similar in intelligence. Like, they're both, like, pretty, like, above... They're, like, above average intelligent, but they're not, like, rocket scientists or anything. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're still above average
people, so... Cool. Just sucks when you have mental disorders and drug addictions. The one problem there. Yo, but they say the most successful people, like, struggle with drug abuse and will have, like, mental lapses at times in certain ways. And it can get in the way, but they can do some of the greatest things in our society.
No, I'm fucking outpatient. I pay my co-payment every time I go there. And then I was looking online at the billing thing because I got a thing that said I owed money.
Cool.
So I look at the thing, and it says that none of my payments all year have been credited. So it says I owe, like, hundreds of dollars. So I have all the receipts. I was trying to deal with the department there, and she was giving me some bullshit about how every time I pay, it goes towards the last day I was there.
The fuck?
That makes no sense. If I pay every time I'm there, I can't.
Is she being a bitch, or it's something that you could sort out with fucking paperwork?
I'm still waiting on her to call me back. Figure it all out.
She's being a fucking cunt. Yo, these people in these positions, like, I don't know if they treat everyone like that, but they act like their job is to fuck you sometimes, and they seem, like, mad at you when you're trying to, like, solve your thing. Like, there are times I beg people to help me, and, like, they'll fucking, like, laugh or something. Like, they're enjoying, like, seeing me suffer because, like, they suffer from their job and they hate their life.
Yeah, it's really fucked up.
So she's a bitch.
Well, hopefully when she calls me, everything will be resolved, but I don't know. It's just annoying dealing with stupid shit.
How much money's on the line?
It's like 200 something bucks.
Oh, so it's more of like an annoying thing. Yo, if they were being cunts and I had like 10 grand of like payments on the line, yo, I would be so stressed and I would try and like get them fired somehow, like that, if the person was like fucking me in that way or something, I don't know. But like, if it's just a few $100, it's more of an annoying thing because, yeah, you don't want to lose $200, but it's like, it's not even that much money. Like, you're being such a cunt and I just want this over with.
See, it's like, it's $200 that I already paid. That's why it's...
Oh, you paid it? Oh, my God.
I paid my co-pays every time I went there. I have the receipts.
Fuck.
It's just, I can't go there to show them my receipts because I'm fucking in quarantine bullshit land.
I don't know how that would work if I had to hand in things in person like that.
Well, I haven't sent her all the pictures on the email, so...
Oh, so yeah, you'll see if she responds. Anything of that. Whatever.
I'll let you get back to your work, bro. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, yo. Hang in there.
Yeah.
Peace.
That was normal enough. What a doozy now. Alright. Chapter 5. Lego.
wasn't allowing me to operate well on these dates anymore, maybe as good as I used to from college or even high school. Just something either felt off or different. I just felt like I wasn't either maturing at the pace of these females, or there was just something from my past. So that's kind of what brought me on this self-help journey, I'd say.
What do you do for a living? You mentioned you work.
Right. Yeah, I'm a CPA. I work in Manhattan. I do. It's more of a consulting job, so I get to travel a lot, which is good. But the travel brought a lot of stress. Prior to Corona, I was incredibly busy. I was working 70-hour weeks, sleeping in my bed maybe three nights a week at most. So I was just always running up and down the Northeast, going to new clients we signed. Business was very good for my particular division, so I was doing a lot of heroin. When I wouldn't do it on the trip. The trip would be like 2 or 3 days. I might drink if I was actually this year I started smuggling the marijuana into the hotels, so that's kind of how I was coping with it. I didn't previously do that the past 2 years. I tried it this year and it worked, so yeah, I was basically still getting high every night, so I never got that break of sobriety.
Do you live with anyone?
I don't. Previously lived at home for a while, but for the drug use, my mother kicked me out, and I used to have a lot of friends, but yeah, it's just kind of been a little sad lately. It's okay.
Do you exercise?
I used to be, like, really gym rat into it. Recently, since I've gone to the city, really, I haven't done it at all. But I'm moving back to Long Island, actually, in August. I'm really looking forward to getting back to being healthy. I'm moving in the proximity of a gym that's walking distance. In the city, I mean, I guess I could, but I just didn't really feel comfortable with the area. And kind of a weird thing happened to me right around when I broke with my girlfriend. I had an incident with, like, a kid much younger than me, like a hood kid trying to like steal my phone, chasing me down the streets. So I almost had a little bit of PTSD from like being I live like in lower Spanish Harlem. I'm on 90th Street and First. So it's not a bad area, but like there are some bad people who come, and like I was feeling very vulnerable in the streets lately. So I think leaving the city might actually improve some depression I faced, and God bless you, some depression I faced, and issue, just struggling overall, I felt, coping with the environment.
How much do you sleep now?
Sleeping's never really been an issue for me. I don't think it ever was. It was weird when I was very young, I never wanted to go to sleep. I'm very conscientious about getting it, so I try and sleep anywhere between 6 on an absolute low, to 10 would be the optimal, so I would say I try and do 8 a night.
Oh, you drink caffeine?
I was drinking caffeine, like, almost every day when I was, you know, going up and down the Northeast, but on a normal day, if I'm not doing client phone calls where I have to speak to clients a lot, no, I don't drink caffeine. It's one part for the heart thing, and two, it just makes me almost too stimulated where I used to kind of like that feeling before the heroin days, but now it just doesn't feel comfortable. So if I'm just sitting, I'm doing nothing.
Do you have any other medical conditions besides the heart problem?
No.
What is the heart murmur? How serious is it?
I actually have no idea, but it almost feels like when I smoke marijuana, I am more sensitive to it a little bit, so I don't know. The doctor always has looked at it, and I hear it. Probably, I don't even know if it almost started when I started smoking, because no doctor ever brought it up until I really started smoking marijuana heavily, so I'm not even sure if, like, that impacted it in any way. But my old cardiologist said it was something to look into. He's since retired. New doctor said he didn't hear anything too foul. So I'm going to look into it a little more. I've definitely heard it got a little worse, but I don't think it's anything super major as of now. Or at least I really hope not, but I'm going to look into it a little more because I've honestly kind of neglected my health.
If someone heard a heart murmur, did they say you have to get worked up for it, or did they just kind of heard
it? It's not like I'm going to die right now, but he said I really have to monitor it, because it's like a slushing, and it's some...
What did they mean by monitor? Did they mean you should get an EKG every 3 months, or...
Like, every year I should be getting an EKG, yeah.
Okay, sorry. Right. So that's the plan, and have you gotten EKG in the last year?
I asked my... Because I told you that guy, he was a coronary specialist. He retired, and then... So I tried a new guy the past year, and I'll go back to him once Corona's over. He heard it, didn't think anything. We didn't do the EKG that time, but, like, I'm going to start seeing... I'm going to find another cardiologist.
Doctor or cardiologist?
He's not a cardiologist, the new guy. I'm going to look for a cardiologist in a couple months. I found it. My mom has a cardiologist, so I'm going to see a cardiologist in a few months.
You taking any medicine right now?
Just marijuana.
Do you and your family have mental illness?
Anxiety and OCD. It runs on both sides. My grandma's on both sides. No substance abuse at all. I know my father smoked cigarettes and weed, and he may have experimented. Other than just my father rebelling a little bit, I don't know if he ever did heroin. I don't think he did heroin, but yeah, no history of drug use. My family.
All right. Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah. No. What is it that you do for your patients? As do you do more custom services based on a client? Like, will you hear out what a client's looking for, and you'll kind of tailor it based on that? Or do you kind of have your own procedures and ways that you like to run the meetings? Because Joseph kind of leaves it more freeform. If you want me to see you every 2 weeks or every month, whatever it is. So I'd like to kind of hear about your process and what you methodology.
Well, in my practice, I prescribe medications for psychiatric patients.
Right. Cool.
And it's really, we're just talking about medicines. Now, Joseph, I don't think there is a medicine that I can prescribe that's going to help until you're not using any drugs or alcohol.
Hmm.
But I see your use of substances as a big problem.
Hmm.
That it's not, I don't think you could get over it with just taking medicine or just doing it on your own. Because right now you're not able to go any kind of period of time without using something addictive.
Why?
And I don't even know how you would do if you did that.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Probably feel like sort of anxious and uncomfortable. I don't think it would be life-threatening, but I don't think you're able to do it. When things get to this point, really the best thing for you to do is to go to a place where you're staying, where they monitor you, where you're seeing a psychiatrist every day. And what's that?
Halfway house?
I think somewhere you can't come and go. So inpatient first. So you need a detox. But detox might be uncomfortable, so they can prescribe, they can give you medicines while watching you. Like if you're feeling anxious, they can give you benzos.
Okay.
And they can do everything and wean you off everything so that you're not tearing your hair out by just stopping it.
Right. I don't think that would happen given I guess since I go 2 days on the weekend without doing heroin, you don't think that's long enough?
Go on your own without using something.
Yeah, no, I've never done.
Like, can you physically, if someone said, I'll give you $1 billion.
$1 billion,
right. I don't think you will. I don't think you will, you might know.
What's your thoughts on pot?
I don't think you should be using any, what you have serious substance abuse issues, and I think your brain likes or needs something, and it's going to tell you that you should do it. So I don't think
it looks for justifications in any road possible.
Like anxiety that can be very easily treated.
Brains not want that.
That you're self-medicating with medicine, with pot, with heroin, with whatever it is.
Well, I was actually only self-medicating during the day with Suboxone. At night, that was kind of for me. That wasn't like... It wasn't like I had... But then it got to a point where I needed to just do heroin just to be able to eat my dinner because I didn't have an appetite without...
I'm still at that point.
...doing the heroin, so...
Yeah, I mean, you're doing a lot of self-medication of yourself, and I don't think you should do that. So I think you should be in an inpatient place where you have other people who are experts just getting you off this stuff and then getting your brain used to not being on anything. And then if there's underlying anxiety or PTSD, it can be treated. Mm-hmm. It's just impossible to tell right now because the medicine itself cause anxiety. They cause you to need it. They cause physical withdrawal. They cause mental withdrawal. And so it's hard to assess where you are.
Because I'm always on drugs, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. Cool. You are such a cool cat. The end. This is what you shall do. Love thy earth and sun and the animals. Despise riches. Give alms to everyone that asks. Stand up for the stupid. And the crazy. Devote your income and labor to the others. Hate tyrants. Argue not concerning God. Have patience and indulgence toward the people. Take off your hat to nothing none or unknown, or to any man or number of men. Go freely with powerful uneducated persons, and with the young and with the mothers of families. Read these leaves in the open air every season of every year of your life. Re-examine all you have been told at school or church. Any book. Dismiss whatever insults your own soul, and your very flesh shall be a great poem, and have the richest fluency not only in its words, but in the silent lines of its lips and face, and between the lashes of your eyes, and in every motion and joint of your body. Live, laugh, love. This is Walt Whitman, and we have only just started here.